Hello and welcome back to the Four Brain Cells podcast, brought to you here today by Anchor. In this intro episode, we're going to be talking about what conspiracies are. Now, the basic definition of what a conspiracy is a conspiracy theory is a belief that some covert but influential group or organization is responsible for a circumstance or event. Now, I'm going to go through some of my partners here just to have them talk about what they believe a conspiracy theory is and what conspiracy theories that they believe in themselves. Shakir, would you like to go first?
Yeah, hi, I'm Shakir. We didn't introduce ourselves, but hey, conspiracy is like my own like definition of the whole thing. It's just like some weird or just like out there thing that like people just start to believe in and just they come together and like make this group about like and how they can just, you know, just try to make other people believe in this randomness.
Well, Shakir did bring up a good point here. I'm going to introduce myself and we'll go down the line. Hi, my name is Jaden Lind, your discussion director / host.
Hello. My name is Matthew Vanier.
Okay, what's up? I'm Holly Woodhouse.
And you guys just heard from Shakir. So, now let's take on from where we left off. Matthew, what is your thought? What are your thoughts on conspiracy theories?
Well, I basically just believe that a conspiracy theory is an idea that usually is used to explain the unexplained. And, Not all the time. It doesn't have to be unexplained, but
I like that.
Yeah.
That so, is good.
Yeah.
Solid.
So basically, like one conspiracy theory that I personally believe in is there's an elite cohort of reptiles that rule the Earth, and Justin Bieber is among them. That isn't necessarily unexplained, but that's just what I believe, and there's nothing you can say to change my mind about that.
Very, very nice. Yeah. Solid. Holly, would you like to take a take on this?
Well, I think it's both of what Shakir and Matthew said, kind of just, like, events that happen that could, like, have a deeper meaning. And it's, like, a bunch of, like, coincidences and stuff. So
a coincidence?
Not, like, a coincidence.
Coincidence or facts, yeah. We don't really know.
All right,
well, I have a list here in front of me of just a bunch of comments. Conspiracy theories. I'm going to go down the list and we can kind of talk about each one, figure out what each one of us believes in, whether we believe in it or not, you know. We'll go.
And I just like to let our viewers know that our next episode we're going to be diving even deeper into all of these conspiracy theories plus some more. So,
this is just the intro episode, another reminder. Well, first couple conspiracy theories that I have in front of me include the Flat Earth Society. Birds aren't real. Area 51, something called the Mandela Effect. 9/11.
Go deeper into
Justin
9/11.
Bieber reptile.
Go deeper into 9/11.
Like 9/11 as an inside job. That's
time to go.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. There we go.
Yeah.
Because
exactly,
that just sounds
exactly.
Like.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. Okay. You know what? I can go through it again, and then we'll just talk. We can talk about what each one is, and then we have Matthew's Justin Bieber reptile thing. And then we have another one that's COVID isn't real. So I guess in this episode, we can give you kind of a definition of what each of them are, dive a little bit deeper into each of those. And then, we'll move on from that point after we're done with that. So Matthew, Shakir, Holly, would you guys like to dive a little bit deeper into the Flat Earth Society?
I think that's
stupid.
Wait, what
about the Illuminati? That's like the huge one.
We're going to bring that up later, Matt.
Yeah, the Illuminati is under history.
We're going to bring that up because that's also one that should
the
be under
Illuminati
this. Yeah.
Exactly. You're right.
Okay, I see.
But Flat Earth, I just think it's dumb. That's just my opinion.
Well, the Flat Earth Society is a society of people that, well, believe the Earth is flat. They think that it's why when you look around in a circle at the top of a mountain, it's circular, right? And they think that it's just the government that's put like stuff in the air that has limited you to seeing only so far.
They turned down our render
of the Earth.
Exactly, like Minecraft.
Exactly. We have the Birds Aren't Real Society, which is a group of people that believe that birds are just mechanical kind of robots that are put there by our government to spy.
Can I give like a quick, like a tiny bit of history about that?
Of course. Go ahead, Matt.
Okay. So basically, here's why birds are not real. It all started when the CIA assassinated John F. Kennedy because he refused to kill and replace billions of birds with government surveillance drones. After his death, the U.S. government employed Boeing engineers to work at Area 51 to build those surveillance drones, which I thought was a very fascinating story.
That brings us back to Area 51.
Exactly.
There's some things that people believe go on in there and that the public doesn't know about, so that brings up even more conspiracies.
Exactly. Yeah, that's like a common theme, like the government is hiding everything.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
People just don't trust
the government. I think that brings us to our next point, isn't that right, Jaden? About the history of conspiracies and the government being involved, right?
Of course, we can move on to the history of conspiracies. So, as of right now, the one that has the most, I'd say, interesting history to it is the Illuminati. All right, the Illuminati has showed up through many points in our time, many points in our human history, as a secret society of elite people that have control over big governments, big businesses, and have a lot of money to mess around with. And so that's
the first case.
We'll go more into depth on the history of the Illuminati on a different podcast.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned, of course. Subscribe, drop a like, and sub to our Patreon. Now, we're going to move on to more of the psychological effects of what conspiracies are and how they affect us, right? A sort of a cause and effect, right? So, Shakir, so whoever can weigh in on this, I'm just going to ask a quick question. Why do you think people believe in conspiracy theories?
Well, I think
when there's no hard evidence that, like, proves
I think, like, your question kind of answered it in itself. Like, there isn't an answer that they can find to it, so they just make one up, and as more people start to believe in it, then like this grows. I guess that's conspiracy theory.
Yeah, like as I said earlier, it's like to explain the things that are generally unexplained,
to explain the unexplainable.
Exactly. And some people just
very
think of some
interesting,
really crazy stuff,
like your little reptile Justin Bieber thing.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I mean, I might have said that I believe in that earlier, but I don't necessarily believe in that. I just think it's like a really awesome conspiracy theory. Yeah, like that intergalactic reptiles are ruling the Earth. That's pretty awesome.
All right, so unlike you,
I believe Papa Smurf.
But unlike you, some of these people have like really strong beliefs about some of these conspiracy theories.
Exactly.
Like this is like their life. Make jokes about him, but like
that.
This is like,
and that is a great connection into my next question, which is, what do you guys think some of the psychological effects are of believing in these conspiracy theories?
Yeah, that shit craziness.
All right, so insanity. That's definitely a solid point for sure.
But then again, some of them have good points, so I can't sum up all of them as that. Like,
interesting.
But
yeah.
You know, a lot of them are crazy.
Oh my god, guys, hold on. Would you consider Bigfoot a conspiracy? I think you would.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. How do we miss Bigfoot, guys?
Oh, and the Loch Ness Monster, too.
Yeah, but that one's real. That one's 100% definitive.
Real.
100%.
Well, as you guys can see, our viewers, we have a lot to talk about on these many different topics.
Indeed.
So stay tuned. This was just the intro episode. We'll come out with a new episode within the next week.
2 weeks maybe.
And one or 2 weeks, not really sure. We're not very consistent,
but we can guarantee that our next episode, it's gonna be wild with Matthew leading the discussion about all these different conspiracies, and he has a lot to say
about
all of them.
Exactly. All right, thank you for tuning into our podcast. Remember, for brain cells, we don't have long. This was brought to you today by Anchor. Go create an account, you know, go start making your own podcast, sub to ours. Remember, donate to our Patreon. We are all living in our parents' basement. So
you guys have basements?
Helps.
Lucky.
Huh? Okay, Shakir's living in his parents' house.
You are. Cue outro music. Bye.
Hey, wait.